The Township of Centre Wellington has endorsed a rebate program to replace outdated water softeners, which according to the township, based on customer service investigations, accounts for a significant amount of water waste. The township has explored rebate programs before. According to a report, the Residential Toilet Rebate Program has issued more than 50 rebates within the last 18 months, which has saved an estimated 1 million litres of water. That report was presented to Centre Wellington Council on June 15th by the township's Water Conservation Coordinator, Ian Duncan. Duncan says unchecked water softening systems can be quite wasteful.
For example, a malfunctioning water softener can waste approximately 20 to 100 liters of water an hour, which doesn't necessarily always sound like a lot until you start doing the math on that at 24 hours a day, every single day of the week, and you get numbers like 14,000 to 70,000 liters a month, especially if you haven't caught it yet.
To mitigate water waste, the township has two rebate options. The first option is to use a demand-based softener,
which is a unit that basically reads and gets used to the schedule of whatever residence it's in and can monitor and create a regeneration cycle on demand when it's needed instead of on a set schedule, which results in a lot less water being wasted or used.
Duncan says the demand-based system may also require less maintenance due to the contractors typically scheduling the softener to cycle more often than the minimum requirement, which in theory results in less hard water buildup within the system and therefore less maintenance calls. The rebate for option one will be $250. The second option calls for nucleation or template-assisted crystallization. That's with a rebate of $500.
It does the same job as a water softener in that it prevents the scale buildup within the system. However, these systems do not use any salt and they do not use any water wastage. They are a once-through system that uses water on demand instead of having a retention unit like a typical water softener.
These systems manipulate the nucleation process to break down bigger chunks of calcium carbonate to prevent lime scale buildup. However, what this system does not do is actually create soft water. It just mitigates the adverse effects of hard water on the plumbing without needing salt.
It only has hard water that does not produce scale, so you have to be getting used to that, and part of our information campaign for this will kind of stress that. And they also don't function as efficiently at very high hardnesses, and this is why in our stipulation for the terms and conditions we placed that the residents will get a hardness test done before they choose to go with this option so that they know what they're getting into.
Those eligible for the rebate are residents who own private septic systems within the township's sodium and chloride issue contributing areas. The township says more than 530 properties in Fergus and Elora qualify for the rebate. Applications must be submitted online and operate on a first-come, first-served basis. Council endorsed the program on June 15th, which is expected to launch sometime in July. I'm Mick Horvath, reporting for The Grand at 101.